Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 22nd, 2018. Illegally deposited bulky waste is increasingly being reported on the internet in Berlin. Last year, more than 57,000 reports from 11 districts were received by the online portal Ordnungsamt Online. The entries often come from citizens who are bothered by discarded furniture or garbage bags on the roadside. And employees of law enforcement agencies also use the online form to document cases this way. Since the launch of the online portal in 2015, 2017 has seen more reports on waste than ever before. 7,250 reports from each of the 8 districts were counted in 2015, and around 25,800 in 2016. The current erratic increase is also due to the fact that more districts have been participating in 2017. According to Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, the removal of illegal waste costs Berlin an average of 4 million euro per year. An educator who had sexually abused a child several times continued to work unrecognized for 3 years in an elementary school in Lichterfelde as a caretaker. The school management and the outside employer of the man learned about the history only on Thursday, after the district court Tiergarten had sentenced the 39-year-old educator to 2 years imprisonment on probation and a fine. He was immediately released from his work at the elementary school. Before the charges were brought in autumn 2017, the man had been under investigation for more than 2 years for his offenses, which he had previously committed as a homework supervisor at a children's club in Gesundbrunnen. The public prosecutor's office actually has to inform schools if teachers or educators become delinquent and are subject to criminal proceedings. The arrest warrant, indictment, and conviction must be communicated to the competent authorities. According to the public prosecutor's office, why this did not happen is now being examined. Berliner Zeitung reports that there were no references to the offenses either in the police's criminal record or in the work report of the last employer. The children's club in Gesundbrunnen had dismissed the man without notice after the accusations had become known. 4 firefighters suffered an electric shock during a mission in a residential building in Berlin-Lichtenrade. They and a resident were only slightly injured, said a spokesman for the fire brigade on Sunday morning. The fire broke out on Saturday evening in an apartment building in Marienfelderstraße. The rescue workers were on duty for hours, and the flames caused considerable damage to the roof and the upper floor. The cause of the fire is still unclear. 2 years after the large influx of refugees, young migrants still need a great deal of support in Brandenburg schools. Although most of the children and young people in the preparatory groups have now learned enough German, they still need further support in special courses. According to the Ministry of Education, the number of students with integration needs has increased more than tenfold from 780 in the 2010-2011 school year to 8,804 presently. Minister of Education Britta Ernst of the SPD states that even though the influx of refugees is declining, the integration of children and young people from migrant backgrounds continues to be a high priority at our schools. 3 masked people robbed a grocery store on Kiefeldstrasse around 6:45 p.m. on Saturday. 2 of the perpetrators threatened the 29-year-old cashier, forced him to open the till, hit him with a baton, and pushed him to the ground. After the robbers had taken the money from the till, they fled the shop in an unknown direction. The employee suffered minor injuries but did not have to be treated by a doctor. A short time later, around 8:45, 2 masked people entered a shop on Eichbüchallee and demanded that the 48-year-old cashier hand over the money. One of the perpetrators hit the till with his fist, while his accomplice threatened the 2 employees with a knife. The perpetrators took the cash and fled via Kiefeldstrasse to Baumschulenweg. The employees remained unharmed, and the robbery commissioner's office is now examining whether there are any connections between the 2 acts. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.